Dismantled, a podcast inciting curiosity, inspiring truth, and modeling deliberate space-taking on personal, social, and historical issues for people of the sun, the displaced diaspora, lifting love, discourse, solidarity, and liberation.
So this is the part where we say, check us out, right?
Well, also, what about the invitation part? Don't you?
Is oh, yeah. Thing? What is our invitation?
Yeah.
Well, I think part of our invitation is...
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Be ready for us come...
February 2019.
Black Future Month.
Listen.
Black Futures Month. The blackout...
Will return.
Will return. That's our. I don't know what else we want to invite.
Maybe we want to invite people to
get ready,
and also engage with us. Let us know if there's things you want us to dismantle. Let us know if there's topics of interest. But I mean, it's also just. What do we want to ask? I liked the invitation last time was just to live. Mm-hmm. Invitations have been to don't let anybody steal your joy, right? Figure out what and where it comes from. Keep it sacred.
I have an idea.
Yes.
What if we invited people to regress back to themselves?
I want to reframe it from a regression.
Yeah. I do too.
But I like that.
I like reclaim or mm-hmm. redefine.
Rediscover.
Reimagine
back to self. That's the invitation. Come 2019.
But something else too. Reimagine and, because imagining is in your imagination. And it could just stay there. But, mm-hmm. like, how do you reimagine and...
Reclaim.
Mm-hmm. Reimagine and reclaim who you are. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel right?
Mm-hmm. Back to source.
I mean, this is that time. This is a time of, like, reflection. And we're getting ready to go into the new year.
Yeah.
Where people want to make all these declarations. Mm-mm. The declarations, that's the... external process to what it is we're describing. Describing an actual internal process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is a little bit more authentic with how we operate as spirits having a human experience.
Or
back to what we called in too.
I was literally saying. Literally. Well, and it's also back to, and Lord help me. But it's literally what we talked about at the last podcast. We talked about a 3-part process for activating your liberation. And the first part is to visualize, right? Which was...
The first part was wish.
Well, please,
yeah,
ma'am, come on. Run it down one more time again.
Okay.
What's the 3-part process?
So what I had said was... Well, first, it's a wish.
I love it because it's completing a circle right now. It feels like a circle is being completed.
Yep.
To actually use that to bring us up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wish phase, it's just a really wild hope, mm-hmm. dream, something that would be so great if it happened. But, you know, like Asia was saying, you're not connected to making it happen. You're not connected to, like, anything except the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disconnected wish, hope, dream for yourself. And it does kind of stay in imagination or in this kind of, it would be great if it happened, but then, you know, that probably could never happen.
Right.
And then the second phase, in the after the wish phase, it was the manifest. Wait, is all of them manifest? No, it was wish. I'm drunk, y'all help me. I know the third one was visualized.
Oh my God. No, it was manifest.
It was manifest, yeah. Right?
The second one was manifest?
I think all of it was... The whole thing was a manifest process.
Wish, visualize, and...
Visualize is the third one.
I think so there's got to be some action one. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, so the second one is where you, like, start taking action. Okay, maybe we're not
I feel like
ready.
We need go to cut to that. Cut it. Cut that
maybe
part, yeah.
Not ready
go back
that
and
to
listen
shit.
To Liberation Activation.
But what I was saying
for the
was,
three-part process.
It is, the manifest process describes being at a place where you're in a command spirit, where you're mm-hmm. in the, like, this actually is going to happen. You've made the decision, you're taking action, and you have put everything in alignment. So your beliefs and your actions are operating in a Kairos Chronos practice.
Okay.
Right? That's
yes.
manifest.
Yes, it is, actually. Yes, it
and
is.
And when you're like, look, in my example, I'm going to meet
Rihanna.
That's
like, I'm thinking about going to Crop Over.
And maybe I need to get some tickets. Like, I'm going to start making, you know, and, mm-hmm. and visual. And so people are like, that's crazy. Why the fuck would she meet a random ass East Oakland bitch like you? It's and then, but that doesn't deter me because mm-hmm. my belief is that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. My belief is that I've decided and determined that for my life. And that I keep it in the forefront and I operate as if it already has happened and that the goal is not to try to control the outcome or control the evidence that reinforces the outcome, but to hold the belief and the feelings of gratitude for it coming to pass.
Right.
And that's the manifest process. So if anybody out there know Rihanna...
Shout out.
Also, Rihanna's not a Scorpio, but shout out to all the Scorpios.
Yes. Because
we are magic.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all in 2019.
Well, and let's just dedicate any energy that's come from our conversations. Blessings to Black people right now. Sending it out to anybody that needs it, anybody that don't need it. May it add to your abundance, right? And so we'll just end with our words. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Protection.
Intuition.
Truth-telling.
And rebellion.
See y'all in 2019.
Follow us on Instagram, Dismantle Diaspora.
Hey.
Get into it.
Bust the bed.
Bad bitches only.